Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Yebo kambe. Kuhlangana ke njalo ekhonaphana ku-episode 10 of Freedom Pioneers of Africa. Ukhumbule phela uhlelo liphathelwa yithi kanye Dialogue FM ke khonaphana. Sikhamba labo abangani bethu Freedom Pioneers of Africa. Namhla ke ehlelweni silobani silindoda ke ezalwa khona ngalelizweni leKenya. Ibizo lakhe kuthiwa ke nguKenneth Gwantayi. Ngithemba ngobize kahle la uzazithwela khonaphana uzamzwela esikwe. Ezikhulumela linyasarimbi la khona leKenya. Phela laba yavela khona libo Kenya. Labo sibabalela kubanyasarimbi yabo nobuya ke ubuyekelo lwazi lwakhe laphana koluphezulu ke obuzothiwa yi-Elocat umsokocwa abagagazi ke kuhamba ke labahambayo kungasenani ke la uyazazela ke-podcast luhlelo makhaza so ke soze simotshe isikhathi so njengoba la uzazela ke Freedom Pioneers of Africa ke laphana sithanda labana ke abathanda ukubona izinto zisenzeka abathanda ukubona inguquko abathanda ukubona utshintsho ke ezigabeni abaphela kizwe khonaphana umuntu othe angabona kuhlupho oluthile ke esigabeni sakhe engaphomi kuhlala phansi kumbebelokhu engunguna ecomplain nangalaphana uyasukuma ethi mina sengifuna ke ukuletha utshintsho esigabeni sami njalo ke iningi labo bathatha ke inhlupho zonaleziyane ziyabe zikhona beziguqule zibe ngamathuba ke amabhizimusi njengake namhlanje ke uKenneth Gwantayi ke khonaphana ke wabona ke igephu elalikhona khonaphana kakhulu ke ngoba ungathi uyananzelela elizweni leKenya ngale ke uhlupho olukhona ikuthi ke umoya abantu abawuphefumulayo ngale ke ungcolile kakhulu ungcoliswa kakhulu izinto zokuhambisa ke izimota izinqola lalani ngoba ngale kule zinqola phela ke ezibiza kuthiwa ngama-tuk-tuk inqola leziyana ke amsozi operator njengama-generator ngoba ke zithelwa ke-diesel ngezithwala abantu lezithwala ke impahla ziphosa zihambelane lezikaniya kodwa ke izikaniya eziphucukileyo ke lapha nezilama ezingani ngama-generator so ziyabanga umsindo njalo ziyakhipha intuthu eningi so intuthu eningi ke yona leyana ke yokukhanya ke laphana ke ibanga ke inkinga eziningi kakhulu ke khona ngalelizweni leKenya eminye imininingwane njalo ke phumayo ke laphana ke ikhitshwa izona lezi inhlanganiso ezikhangeleke ngomoya ophefunyelwa ngabantu emhlabeni zithi laphana ke kuba khona izifo ke ezidalwa ke laphana ikungcola kumoya esiphefumula izifo ezifana ke lezenhliziyo ezamaphapho ukuphefumula khona kuyana emkhuhlane ephathelane lokuphefumula njalo ke kukhangelela ukuthi ke izinto ke ezifanana ke lengqondo lamaphapho izibindi kanye lezinye ke izitho zomzimba ziyaphazamiseka ngokuya kwesikhathi ke uma umuntu ke qhubeka ehotsha umoya ongcolileyo kwesikhathi eside ikakhulu imoya ke efana leyona leyana ke ekhitshwa ke zintuthu ntuthuthuthu njengoba nitshile ukuthi ke eKenya khona ngale balento zona ziyana amathukuthuku khipha intuthu eningi kakhulu kungasenani ukhumbule laphanathi ngokuya kohlelo ke lenxa ulalele uzuphendule ke imibuzo yethu yonke laphana lakho uzwinela ke 100 rands kucompetition ke ezaba khona ke ekucineni kwe-podcast konke khona kuyani ukuphawulelwe ke Dialogue FM sihamba labahambayo sithi ke let's chat about it sitsho njalo ke isilogan esitsha esethu ke noma let's chat about it
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
In the year 2015, I saw an opportunity in a handcart business. That time, I wanted someone to carry for me a luggage from one point to another within the Nairobi city. But now, that day, the handcart people, we call them Kokoteni, were on strike because the governor of Nairobi that time wanted to phase them out of Nairobi because they were perceived to be a nuisance to the normal traffic in town, in the city. And again, the Mkokoteni is a lagging. But again, you realize they employ millions of youth who are unskilled, who don't have any certificate to look for a job. And they use this handcart to carry items for people from one point to another to earn a living. So that is where the idea came in now. And I did an extensive research. And finally, that is where my journey started. My name is Kenneth Gwantayi from Nairobi, Kenya, and I'm a Freedom Pioneer of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
I worked for almost 3 years in a bank, but in the year 2015, I realized this is even becoming more routine job. And personally, I don't like a routine job where I come in the morning, I do what I've been doing yesterday, and I keep doing it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, And I find I really need something that I can be able to grow. Every day I learn a new thing. Every day I learn a new thing. And that is now when I came up with that idea of venturing into electric mobility. To me, even that time, the idea was not even that much open because I didn't even have those terminologies like electric mobility. All I wanted is just to solve a certain problem for the Mkokoteni and the Tuk-Tuk guy. So after one, I just tendered my resignation. I went and told my manager at the bank, no, I don't want to work any further in the bank. I didn't want to venture into innovation. And the manager asked me, what do you want to do? And I told him I want to start producing electric Mkokoteni. And the manager was laughing. And he told me to go to one of our psychiatric hospitals in Nairobi to come up with a letter to show that I'm functioning normally. And I think that time I told him, no, I didn't need to resign and go into innovation world. It sounded weird to them, but finally I resigned in the year 2015 and now starting the rigorous journey of innovations. When you look at the Tuk-Tuk, you realize we have several three-wheelers in our economy. And all these three-wheelers, we call them Tuk-Tuk, are mostly imported into the country. And I realized that even those who export them to our countries in Africa haven't put in place the local need of our people who use them. And basically, they are used for last mile connectivity from point A, maybe where a matatu dropped you and you have to move to your home from a main stage or even within a city where you need to move very fast from point A to B. But now you realize much as they are solving that problem of last mile connectivity, they are also becoming a nuisance in terms of carbon emission because you realize they make a lot of noise. Secondly, they pollute a lot of carbon because they use diesel. And this has become a problem even to our health in our major cities and the town. So that's why I decided, why don't we go the electric way, whereby we can reduce that noise as well as also make them more efficient to be used in our major cities and even make our cities look beautiful. Because whatever we have is just like a scrap metal moving around our cities, which is making our cities being degraded by even those who are selling them to us. The Mkokoteni, many people are asking, how do you operate it? Because they have seen the conventional Mkokoteni are just pulled or pushed. For this one, you just drive the way you do the wheelbarrow. Where you want the handles of the wheelbarrow is where we have put the accelerator, and on the left handle there is an braking system. So as you move, because it has four wheels, as you move, you follow it as you drive. You have an accelerator on the right, and you have a braking system on the left. Then the front wheels are fixed on a transaxle DC motor. This DC motor is the only component that we import from Europe and China, and then we custom make them to suit what we really need locally. So you actually drive them Mkokoteni instead of pushing or pulling. And what basically this does is that it increases the efficiency of the Mkokoteni so that if I am carrying 500 kg of road, I don't need someone to help me to push it because all what I need is to drive and walk. For the Mkokoteni, we have sold almost 200 Mkokoteni in the local market. My vision is to set up one of the biggest electric mobility in Africa. And just because I started with a handcart, doesn't mean that is one of the product profile that I wanted to start with, depending on my capability. Then I introduce the Tuk-Tuk, and now I'm thinking to expand even to electric vans and buses that can be used for our transport sector.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Kwa wale ambao wanauliza huwa tunafanya nini kwenye Freedom Pioneers of Africa, sina shaka utakuwa umeelewa mambo ambayo anafanya. Huyo hapo bwana Mwamba, umetoa kumsikiliza hapo akirindima namna gani anafanya. Anaitwa Kenneth Gwantai, toka Nairobi, Kenya. shughuli ambayo ameifanya kwenye tuktuk au bajaji, katika swala la kulitoa kwenye matumizi ya mafuta na kupeleka kwenye matumizi ya umeme, na sasa kwenye hiyo hapo ambayo ametengeneza nyingine ambayo ni mkokoteni, kutoka kwenye matumizi yale ya kuvuruta kusukuma na kutengeneza sasa ambayo ina matairi manne, lakini mpaka inakuwa na matairi manne, lakini amerekebisha kiasi kwamba ameweka vifaa vya kuzalisha umeme ambavyo vinazungusha yale matairi. Kwa hiyo unakuwa utumii nguvu nyingi sana katika swala zima la kuweza kusukuma. Kwa hiyo inasaidia kwa namna moja au nyingine kuleta mabadiliko. Na umesikia mipango yake ya baadaye kutengeneza vitu vikubwa zaidi vya usafirishaji ambavyo vinaweza vikaisaidia jamii zaidi na zaidi. Lakini katika kuna maswali kadhaa unaweza ukawa unajiuliza na wewe hapo ulipo ambayo yako bado kichwani kutokana na maelezo ambayo ameyatoa. Labda inawezekana ukisikiliza katika mahojiano haya hapa na Bianca Pistorius, inawezekana kabisa ukaelewa kwa undani zaidi nini alichokifanya. Hebu tukasikilize mahojiano haya.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Hello.
Hello, this is Bianca Pretorius. I'm a startup pitch coach calling from Germany. Kenneth, I stumbled over your innovation and I was fascinated. Am I right in understanding that you would turn basically the world of tuk-tuks that has today still are done with fossil fuels and with all sorts of like last century stuff, that you turn them into electric tuk-tuks, but also self-rechargeable ones. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
Fantastic. I was wondering, so I mean, yes, there's plenty of electric tuk-tuks in the market that you can buy, but yours seems to be somehow special. Can you again try to differentiate what is different with Elocart than the other electric tuk-tuks that are on the market?
Yes, thank you very much, Bianca. When you look at the tuk-tuk that we have in the market, you realize they are basically used for last mile connectivity, ferrying people from point A to B. But one of the challenges we are facing with them is that they are very, very noisy, and they pollute a lot of, they produce a lot of carbon emission to our environment. So basically, the Elocart that we have, which is an electric tuk-tuk, is pure electric. It runs on a transaxle DC motor, which we normally import from Europe and Germany and also from China.
Every economy on this planet is working on the electrification of their mobility sector. So the specialty about your tuk-tuk is it's cheap, it's actually created locally, and it has this closed car feeling. So all the many tuk-tuks I've seen when I Googled electric tuk-tuks, and I found some to buy, but they're all like open. So they don't offer the safety that you kind of crave when you want to go on a ride, and they don't have the space. So I see there's a big USP from your product that could go to other markets. How could we expand this idea of Elocart and the product to make it an outside Kenya product, even to Europe, even to, I don't know, the US?
Yes, this is a journey that requires a lot of collaboration and partnership. No one is perfect in everything. You really need people to move an item from one region to another. That's the way you may realize there's a product that was produced in Germany and is now being used across the world. Basically, I'm looking for the like-minded partners whom we can be able to partner with.
Jessica, I mean, yes, when I saw the tuk-tuk, I thought, yeah, this could replace my family car inside the city, because I don't need to go for like 100 miles, but I want some doors because if it rains and so on. So I think there's a lot of potential here. How do you see the potential of solar and wind creating the energy that then actually feeds the electric tuk-tuk?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think, as you have seen, we have the natural power from the sun, and that is basically what the majority of people are delving to at the moment, whereby we can have an electric tuk-tuk with a solar panel on top, so that even when you are moving at any place, you can be assured that you can have your tuk-tuk charged. And as I said earlier, we have an order for 2022 currently by one of an organization, government organization in Kenya. And that is what exactly we will be able to do with those tuk-tuk. We will put install solar panel on the top of those Watambuza, so that when they are in the northern part of Kenya, in the Semarind and Arind areas, where it is even very hot, if you are parking your tuk-tuk out there, it can be able to charge at all time. Yes, we are incorporating the solar system in our vehicles, and even at scale, we are not limited to tuk-tuk. As I said, the certification we have gotten has opened my mind. Now I'm thinking of even Ivan and the e-buses, and these will come as orders, because many people are requesting whether we can be able to partner with them from South Africa so that they can be able to be the major distributor of our tuk-tuk in South Africa. Others are requesting as far as Latin America whether they can partner with us to do the same in Latin America. Yes, with all this mind, you see, electric mobility is a new technology in the world. And as per the Paris Convention on Transition to Electric Mobility, that's the way we intend with the mobile phone. That is where we are ending to. We have no option but to start shifting, and we can only shift if we work together in collaborations.
There's a saying saying most businesses will die from suicide rather than murder, because often we were afraid, oh, somebody will kill my business, and often the businesses kill themselves. Kenneth, though, he planned his financial model so well that he knew exactly what he's doing, and so that it could grow sustainable, and that is actually helping success. And my last takeaway is, look at Kenneth as a person. He came from something completely different. He was finance and banking, and he was just bored with his job. He's like, I don't want to do that with my life. The life can offer more than that, and there's so many problems to solve. So he decided to completely transform his education, the things he does, the things he knows, and went into a field that he now is an absolute expert on, from banking and finance to building a business in a sustainable electric mobility. And so that takeaway is, you are not cooked yet. You're not forced to stay where you are. There's plenty of opportunities, and especially in the field of decarbonizing the world, there's so many business opportunities. Keep your eyes open and don't be afraid to change. Kenneth, thank you so much for taking this call from Germany.
Thank you very much.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
That was the interview between the changemaker and our global connector. That is Mr. Bianca Pretorius, all the way from Germany. And what do you think about this interview? So my takeaway, actually, this I kept on talking about electric mobility, and I know for a fact that I'm not the only one who actually went there and actually make. I mean, I understand the electric mobility. I just did not have, you know, that in-depth information about it. Now, to help you and me understand it better, I actually Googled it, and this is what it means. Electric mobility uses one or more electric motors to generate transportation. And this is what exactly what he did with the tuk-tuks. These do not use a fuel, or, you know, it doesn't use gas at all. It uses electricity that is actually lessening the global warming effects on our planet, because the earth is crying, ladies and gentlemen. The earth is crying because it's a lot of global warming that is going on, and we are not just doing good. So when you find in inventions like this, then you know we are kind of steering in the right direction. So my takeaway from this is that if you see any change at all, like he said, he was in finance, and then he got bored with his career, and then he saw a need in the community in his country, and then he decided to take a stand and make that change. Do you get what I'm saying? He actually decided to take a change and made that change. What he need, because I always tell you guys the challenges that these people need, because there are always challenges. There's no way that you can start something as big as these innovations without getting any challenges. Even in life, personal lives, you have challenges. Now, today's inventor's challenge is that he needs a lot of collaboration and partnership, and he needs the right-minded partners. You know, not always, it's not always that you actually get the right-minded partners. You get partners. Sometimes we get partners, yes, but are they right-minded? Are they, and do they understand what it is that you're trying to build, that brand, what you're trying to build? So that's what he said he need. And what the lady had actually commented, that I feel like it had that emphasis, is that, and I should also emphasize further on it, is that this is having so much potential. It have potential. So yeah, this is time ready to call in and tell me what's good. Now, I have questions for you here, ladies and gentlemen. I have questions for you. The first one is that, what are your thoughts on Kenneth's innovation? What are your thoughts? Tell me, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Kenneth's innovation? Would you use an eco-friendly innovation even if it costs a bit more? And why? Huh? Would you use an eco-friendly innovation? Because this is obviously eco-friendly, because, oh, wait a minute, we have a caller. Caller, you're live.
Hi, Golden Skills.
Hey, what's good?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm great. I just want to comment. Hopefully, I can also win something.
Yeah, most definitely. You are an early bird.
Yeah. Even when you're asking the questions, I decided, well, let me get it out this early.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are talking about this change maker, Kenneth Gwantai.
Yeah.
I think he's a very incredible gentleman. When I was listening to the interview, he mentioned very important items that I think in an African perspective, we, especially from a rural area, we often overlook it.
Yeah.
And that is air pollution.
That is right? True. Mm.
So, you know, in the rural areas, you know, there's a lot of air pollution. We don't and deforestation, and we know we love those you know, cooking from the outside, but sometimes we overlook the problems that we are creating in our own environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look from a lot of African perspectives, I think a lot of people have brought the innovation called what do you call this thing you mentioned earlier, a tuk-tuk.
Yeah.
And those vehicles are very, very small. They're almost like motorcycles.
Yeah, they are.
And you won't think that these things create a problem for our environment. But if you go to these countries, there's a lot of them. A lot of tuk-tuks.
Mm.
Even more than cars.
Yeah.
So together, as accumulated, they emit a lot of carbon emissions. So I think what this Kenneth gentleman has done is he saw that all of these vehicles, they are creating a problem together for the environment. They emit a lot of carbon emissions, and that creates a whole lot of causes. One of the causes, of course, is when I was listening to the interview, he mentioned the leading cause of respiratory disease, including diseases like TB.
There is, because, you know, TB in Africa is really killing a lot of people. And I think some of the, that would be a result of that.
Exactly. And I mean, we overlook these things. I mean, people go to hospital and have these diseases, but we don't necessarily know where they come from.
Mm.
So I think he's definitely one for the future. He thought far ahead of everybody else, and he decided to create a motorized tuk-tuk that not only works electrically,
mm-hmm.
and it's motorized, but he's also found a way to replace rickshaws, you know, those handheld
transportation
devices.
Mm.
Yeah. So you see, so he's sort of killing two, maybe even three birds with one stone.
You know, as always, I always say that when I present this program, I always say this. I am so inspired by this one, but each and every time, it just gets more interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really inspired by this change maker. I think he's going to be one to watch for the future.
Okay, so do you actually have do we have challenges in our community that you believe as a person could be changed by innovation? Do we have anything like that? Before I let you go.
In our community now, let's see. I think having not in my immediate surroundings, but I think from a rural perspective, I think I wouldn't necessarily know what innovation to bring, but I would say definitely we need to eradicate the use of fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Yeah, fossil fuels and and unnatural gases.
Mm.
So we should try to find a way in which we move away from, let's say, cooking outside and that sort of stuff, and use more of a electrical approach, because in the long run these things will not only affect us but affect our children. Maybe we can even innovate something that's solar powered but works on a much larger scale.
Mm.
That can run electrical devices like stoves from within a village, you know, like you create a whole power plant and just run on solar power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something that will be very, very interesting.
Yeah,
there are countries that have solar farms that power cities and even towns.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look at Africa, for instance, we are known for our sun.
And we're actually not making use of that.
But there's no solar, there's not one solar farm in the whole of Africa.
Yeah.
But we make it on a small scale. Maybe someone will innovate something small here, small, but someone must, I think maybe even governments must come on board and say, no, we need to break down this structure and create something big that can power major cities and major towns.
Mm.
Imagine we come from Namibia.
Yeah.
Like I'm Namibian, but, you know, we have countries like South Africa, and more specifically the organization ESCOM that is supplying us with power.
Yeah.
In Namibia, we are known for us. In fact, there's a sun on our Namibian flag. but what are we utilizing this sun for?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's actually a good point there, Alfred. That is a good point. You have really, really made a good point. And then for those who are listening, they might just steal your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alfred, for calling in as always. So appreciate you for that. And thank you so much for being a regular listener to this show.
Siphilile mnakethu ngabe sikhuluma nabani wakuphi?
Ukhuluma na Jomo wakaZulu ula endaweni yaseDwaleni.
Jomo Zulu ngenxa yesikhathi sivele sigijime mnakethu singene enzabeni boyilalela imidlalo yethu yemoya lemibili.
Ngiyilalela mnakethu.
Ithini imicabango yakho nganako lokwendiwa nguKenneth njengendlela yokungenelela kusita umphakathi wangakubo?
Ngicabanga lokuthi umqondo wami ucabanga lokuthi lento le into yangiKenneth inhle kakhulu umphakathi nginesinanga sokuthi umphakathi wangale Nairobi la bahlala ngakhona ubenefit kakhulu ke kuna-$9 abeayakhile. In fact ukuthi inetho lomphakathi ene bekuyi-IGL enhle kakhulu.
Ucabanga ukuthi nanoma i-eco-friendly ivakala kwangathi itawubitabita kakhudlwane, ubona kwangathi bantu labanyendi batawujabulela yini kuyisebenzisa? Usho ngani?
Bakawujabulela kuyisebenzisa sakade ngesimanga sokuthi bafuna kusupporta le idea yalo muntu losungule lento. Kuhle kuthi futhi idea yemuntu emsakathi siphinde sibonele ukuthi iyancetha ekuthinini leyo kanti noma leyo ndawo leyo ingenzakale ukuthi ikhona kwenta tinto smuthi.
Ngitiphi mhlawumbe tinhlelo kumphakathi wangakini leti khona letincetha kakhulu ku-examine kulwisana nesimo se-air pollution noma-ke kuhlukumeteka kwesimo semoya?
Le ngisatiko la ngishala ngakhona mina ke sizamile noma bayazama ukuthi-ke bakline izinto ezifana njengemaphepha kuthi kingasabi khona ngithi lethi nginakuletenda ukuthi kungcolo kwemoya nokokuthi nje kube khona kililo lengavisise ukuthi yani lokunye nako lokwenda ukuthi le ibe kahle ingangcoli ngoba itawuzi affecta msakathi.
Ngabe malunga emphakathi wangakini la Mnumzane Zulu alineshisakalo lengakanani noma ke ingakanani ishisakalo yabo ekuthi isungululeni noma ke ekusunguleni emabhizinisi?
Ikhona yona ishisakalo emsakathi, kepha nje inkinga le nathi ngiyibukile ngayibona la mabhizinisi labawacabangako noma leto dingo labaticabangako dibese atisakhoni kutholakala kusiyathukela tiya phambili ngenxa yetimali msakathi, kepha ngiyacabanga ukuthi ma-channel la-right labangawahamba bangasitakala phathi kona akhona ama-ideas.
wena njengemhlali ngiphi imiqondvo lonayo noma ke imicabango lonayo lokubanga ukuthi ngakhona ukuthi site umphakathi wangakini ngakhulukathi ku air pollution ngalapha emphakathini wangakini
manyindi kakhulu umsakathi kepha nje ngilengakusho ilay 1 ngayicabanga ngiloku kwekuthi nje ngilethe i-innovation yokuthi bantu njengoba nyalo sibona ukuthi ibhedlom uyakhuphuka wena msakathi bantu seba abasakhona ukuthi bagibele kuthithele ngesibanga sokuthi imali isebenze ngoba kuyakhuphuka ama-price kube khona ngicabanga nje innovation yokuthi nina ngakhona ukuthi nami ngizame kwenda imoto elithide mhlawumbe lihamba ngayo
ngenxa yesikhathi mlaleli emsakathweni BCRFM namuhla mnumzane Zulu sijabulela kumemetela libito lakho
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.